Good morning. My name is Nathan Zassman, and you're listening to Zassman Plays the Classics. Thanks for tuning in and listening to my program this morning. Today is my seventh program in an eight-part series featuring the music of one of my favorite composers, the great Romantic French composer Hector Berlioz. Hector Berlioz was born December 11, 1803. Berlioz was unusual as a composer, as he didn't play the piano or any musical instrument very well, but his creativity, originality, and passion for creating sounds that were never heard before resulted in some of the most interesting and exciting music ever composed. Considered the greatest French composer, the finest French symphonist, and the first true French romantic composer, he was the godfather of the modern symphony orchestra and the first composer of program music, which is music that tells a story. Mussorgsky, the great Russian composer, said that in poetry there are two giants, coarse Homer and refined Shakespeare. He also said that in music there are two giants as well, the thinker Beethoven and the superthinker Berlioz. The great Richard Wagner said there were only three living composers worthy of note, himself, of course, Liszt, and Berlioz. Berlioz also had a successful career as a music critic and conductor. Today I've chosen two great choral works by Berlioz, The Damnation of Faust, Opus 24, and Te Deum, Opus 22. The Damnation of Faust is scored for four solo voices, a full seven-part chorus, large children's chorus and orchestra. It's called a dramatic legend and was first performed in Paris, December 6, 1846. The music was inspired by a translation of Goethe's dramatic poem Faust. It was conceived first as an oratorio and also as an opera before Berlioz finally called it a dramatic legend. This is one of Berlioz's most impressive and most beautiful works. This performance is by the National Orchestra of Lille with the Slovak Philharmonic Choir, conducted by Jean-Claude Casadesus. J'entends autour de moi
ce gentil chez un prince nommé. Comme sa propre fille, le brave homme l'aimait. Et l'histoire l'assure, par son tailleur un jour, lui fit prendre mesure pour un habit de cour. L'insecte plein de joie, dès qu'il se vit parer, porte de velours de soie et de croix décorée. Fit venir de province ses frères et ses sœurs, qui par ordre du prince devinrent grands seigneurs. Mais ce qui fut bien pire, c'est que les gens de cour, sans en oser rien dire, se grattaient tout le jour. Cruelle politique, peignant leur dessein, et dès qu'une nous pique, écrase la soupe.
Thank you. fille, ô ma charmante, ô ma trop idéale amante, quel sentiment j'éprouve, pour ce moment fatal, que j'aime à contempler ton chevet virginal. Je respire, Seigneur, Seigneur, la brise va dire que de bonheur, Seigneur, Seigneur.
Sa vue humectesse.
De celui qui t'adore, de celui qui t'adore. Petite Louison, que fais-tu dès l'aurore? Que fais-tu? Au signal du plaisir, dans la chambre du drille, tu peux bien entrer, fille, mais nos filles en sortir. Dans la maison de celui qui t'adore. Petite Louison, que fais-tu dès l'aurore? Que fais-tu? Il te tend les bras, près de lui, tu cours vite. Bonne nuit, hélas, ma petite, bonne nuit. Près du moment fatal, fais grande résistance. S'il ne t'offre un anneau conjugal, un anneau conjugal. Il te tend les bras, près de lui, tu cours vite. Bonne nuit, hélas, ma petite, bonne nuit. Disparaissez. Silence. Allons voir roucouler nos tourtereaux. Thank you. forêt, rocher, torrent,
The Damnation of Faust, Opus 24, by Hector Berlioz. Jean-Claude Cassadesus conducted the National Orchestra of Lille with the Slovak Philharmonic Choir. Berlioz composed the Te Deum, Opus 22, in 1849. Like the earlier and more famous Requiem, it's one of the works referred to by Berlioz in his memoirs as, quote, the enormous compositions which some critics have called architectural or monumental music. Te Deum includes an organ part that competes equally with the orchestra. It's a very large work with 6 trombones, 2 tubas, 12 harps. There must have been a lot of harpists in France in the mid-1800s, 2 large 3-part mixed choirs, and a huge percussion section that includes 5 cymbals, timpani, 4 tenor drums, and a bass drum. This performance is by the Dresden Staatskapelle Orchestra, the Dresden State Opera Chorus, the Dresden Symphony Chorus, the Dresden Singakademie, the Dresden Philharmonic Children's Choir, and the Dresden State Opera Children's Chorus, all conducted by Sir Colin Davis.
Thank you.
Speravimus in te, Domine.
Te Deum, Opus 24 by Hector Berlioz, performed by the Dresden Staatskapelle Orchestra, the Dresden State Opera Chorus, the Dresden Symphony Chorus, the Dresden Singakademie, the Dresden Philharmonic Children's Choir, and the Dresden State Opera Children's Chorus, all conducted by Sir Colin Davis. I'm going to close today's program with three of the most popular scenes from The Damnation of Faust, which you heard earlier: the Dance of the Sylphs and the Dance of the Spirits, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, and the famous Hungarian March, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Simon Rattle. three scenes from The Damnation of Faust, The Dance of the Sylphs, and The Dance of the Spirits, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, and the famous Hungarian March, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Simon Rattle. This ends today's program, my seventh, featuring the music of the great French Romantic composer Hector Berlioz. If you have any recommendations for future programs, or if you want to just chat about music, sourdough bread, or nutrition, my email address is music@Zassman, that's Zassman, .com. And if you're interested in listening to previous broadcasts, go to ZassmanClassics.com, and you can listen to them on your computer or smartphone whenever it's convenient. My name is Nathan Zassman. Tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as I'll be featuring the oratorio The Childhood of Christ by Hector Berlioz, which will be my final Berlioz program.